Continuing in the halachot of Mukzeh Mechamat Gufo, on page Kuf Kav Dalet, Suma she'eno yachol latzet lirshut arabim lalechet lebet hakneset v'kayotze baze, ela al yedei kelev hameulaf lekach. Mutar lo le'ehoz parzua hakshura betzavar hakelev, a blind man who cannot go out to Reshut HaRabim to go anywhere, to Bet HaKnesset, to anywhere he needs to go without a trained dog, a seeing eye dog, I think it's called. So on Shabbat, mutar lo le'echoz birtzua kshura b'tzavar hakelev. One is that the blind man is allowed to lead or to hold on to the leash that is tied around the neck of the kelev, of the dog, kedei lehovilo lemakom shirtzeh, in order to be able to be led to wherever he needs to be. Lirshut harabim. Yes, that's exactly the point. If it's not Birshut HaRabim, it's not a chidush. We already said that ledadot in the halacha beforehand is not a problem of shimush bebaal chai, and it's not a problem of mukze. When is it a problem of mukze? When you're picking up the animal, when you're holding the animal. So you're allowed to lead the dog. But here the chidush is, even in Reshut HaRabim, it's not considered carrying. The only question, what would be considered carrying, it comes from a Mishnah in Masechet Shabbat, Bame Behema Yotzet, in the beginning of the fourth perek, the fifth perek, Bame Tomnin is the fourth perek, Bame Behema Yotzet is the fifth perek of Shabbat, and over there it talks about all kinds of different things that are on the animal that, yes, allowed to be led with into Reshut HaRabim on Shabbat, or not allowed. So these, the leash is something that is kavua on it, and it's something that is darko bekach afilu bimotachol, even during the weekdays, and therefore it's not a problem. Maybe we'll see some of the mikorot now. Suma she'eno yachol atzet lirshut harabim velalechet lebet hakneset ela al yedei kelev hanhaya hamlumad lekach mutar lo le'ehoz birtzua kshura bitzvar hakelev kedei lehovilo Lemakom shirtzeh, as we just said, and he quotes the words of the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shinhe in Ilchot Shabbat. Ba'ale hashir, shir is the type of leash that's around the neck of the kelev. Kegon klavim shel tzayadim, like hunter dogs, sheyesh lahem kemin etzada saviv tzavaram. It's like a necklace. Sheyesh lahem v'tabat kshura ba umachnisim baretzua, and it has a little ring into which they insert the rope or the strap, umoshchim ota, and that's how they pull the dog. Mutar sheyetzu beshir hakaruch al tzavaram. He's talking about in Reshut HaRabim, it is mutar. Lefize, Rav Ovadia says, gam benidon didan, in our case also, yesh lehatir lasuma, it's mutar for the blind person, because it's derech tashmishot tamid bimeachol, because this is the normal way that he leads this dog during the week as well. Ve'en ze bichlal isur lishtamesh beba'ale chayim, mikivan she'eno tzarich letaltelo bayadayim, as we explained, you're not carrying the dog, ve'rak ha'kelev moshcho keshu machzik ha'retzua beyadav. He brings a few more mekorot from this. He brings also b'shem she'elot u'tshuvot tikrot Moshe, that writes, she'itir mishum de'ave sha'at ha'dachak ve'tzorech gadol. Even if there are reasons to be hesitant about the heter, he says there's one reason, that it's a shata dachak and it's tzorach gadol, it's a case of emergency, it's for great necessity. She'im lo natiren u'itbatel kol yamav mitfila b'tzibur u'biyamim noraim, Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says. If we don't allow it, then he'll never be able to go to shul, even on yamim noraim. Lachen yesh le'atir zot lesuma she'akelev molicho. He brings also from Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata in the name of Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach that it's allowed, and also from Rabbi Shlomo Amar in his She'elot u'Tshuvot Shema Shlomo, and so therefore that's the halacha that it's lehakel, lehatir. Next halacha, mi shepaga b'Shabbat beyona harovetzet al efroheha. מי שפגה בשבת ביונה הרובצת על אפרוחיה. Someone who encountered a dove, a bird, that is sitting and hovering over her eggs. An opportunity to do shiluach haken, right? Ve'ena mechuseret tzedah. It's not an issue of hunting or trapping on Shabbat. You don't need to. It's only a matter of picking it up and letting it go. So that's called ena mechuseret tzedah. Yachol lekayem ba b'Shabbat mitzvah shiluach haken. You're allowed to do this on Shabbat. Ki ha-mitzvah shel Torah doha isur tiltul mukze shehu mid'rabanan. Because the mitzvah of the Torah of shaleach teshalach et ha'em v'et ha-banim tikach lach is the oraita. It overrides the isur mid'rabanan of mukze. Now, in the Mekorot, he brings from the Hatam Sofer who was oser. The Chatam Sofer says שאפילו אם אינה מחוסרת צדה יש כאן איסור משום מוקצה כשהוא אוחז בה לשלחה. It's מוקצה, you're holding on to it and you're sending it away. However, Rav Ovadia brings many מקורות, many ראיות, and also poskim, of course, he doesn't do this on his own, to argue with the psak of the Chatam Sofer. He says, for example, he brings from the Ritva in the Chidushim of Masechet Sukkah, mitzvah שהיא מן התורה אינה נדחית משום איסור מוקצה. A mitzvah d'oraita is not pushed off by power of the isur of mukzeh. And he brings Tosfot in Masechet Betzad Davchet Amud Aleph. Tosfot writes, B'shem HaYerushalmi, Sheim Shachat B'Yom Tov, if a person slaughtered an animal on Yom Tov, to be eaten of course, Mutar Lechasot Hadam, you have to do Kisui Adam, right? You can't just do Shechita, you have to cover the blood. It's a mitzvah with a bracha of Kisui Adam. Mutar lechasot adam be'efer kira shehusak b'yom tov. You're allowed to use the ashes that became ashes on Yom Tov. Shehusak be'kira, because it was, you know, in the oven, and it became ashes over Yom Tov. So that's a problem of mukzeh. It's nolat. Before Yom Tov, it was, let's say, branches of wood or whatever it was. And now it became efer. Af al pi shehu nolat, even though it's a category of mukze, which is called nolad, something that was not and now is. Mikol makom, says Tosfot, mishum mitzvat kisui adam hitiru. Because of the mitzvah of kisui adam, mukze is put to the side. Vechen katav arosh, the rosh agrees with that. Vechen pasak maran beshulchan aruch siman tav tzadik. He brings also from the Gaon Milisa, Besefer Kilot Yaakov. For example, he gives another example. Sheaf al pishelo itiru shear shevutim kegon laalot la'ilan leavi shofar. Yesh lomar shekevan sheitiru isur mukze letzorech ochel nefesh. וכמו שכתוב בשולחן ערוך, כמו שפסק בשולחנו, itiru גם כן tiltul mukze letzorech mitzvah. So if it's lezorech mitzvah deoraita, you're allowed to be metaltel mukzeh on Yom Tov. And he brings his mefalpel in the words of the Maharam ben Chaviv, and he comes back to the inyan of shiluach haken. He brings that it's dat Rabbeinu Tam. I wanted to mention Rabbeinu Tam. Today is the yortzeit of Rabbeinu Tam, zechutot hagen alenu. Yesh lanu dat Rabbeinu Tam v'siyaton desvir ale, who holds she'isur mukzeh nitchem mipenei mitzvat aseh. That's in the Tosfot that we said before in Betzad Avchet Amud Aleph. He brings as well from the Shara Melech on the Rambam that is posek like that. He brings a Mordechi in Ilchot Sukkah, Katab Beshem Rabbi Avigdor, one of the Rishonim, one of the Baalei Tosfot, Rabbeinu Avigdor Kohen Tzedek, Sheim Asa Nochri Shofar Beyom Tov Shel Rosh Hashana. If let's say a Nochri, a non-Jew, fashioned a shofar, when? On the day of Rosh Hashanah. He made it, he produced it on Rosh Hashanah, right? So that's a problem of nolad. Mutar litkoa bo kevan shehu davar shel mitzvah. You're allowed to use it on Rosh Hashanah to be mikayem the mitzvah deoraita. And the same he says, legabe etrog shehuva michutz letchum, mutar af liyisrael shehuva bishvilo latzet bo. So these are examples that Rav Ovadia brings over here, also from some achronim as well. That v'kam dina de'ase de'shiluach haken doche isur tiltul mukze mide rabanan, v'anir'e la'niyud da'ati katavti. רבי חננה בן הקשה אומר, רצה הקדוש ברוך הוא לזכות את ישראל, לפיכך ירבה להם תורה ומצוות שנאמר, אדוני חפץ למען צדקו יגדיל תורה ויאדיר. אמן.